Reverend, is he a reverend?
Yes.
He's a professor.
And L.L. Williams.
Yeah.
And Stevens, although Stevens is not, hasn't been too good a friend of mine, he's come around, he's the head of Campbell College. He's a smart man.
Well, now let me ask you this. Now, what about these policemen? How many can you, if these people all stopped demonstrating and went home for a period, when do you think you could take the policemen and how many?
I just pick them as I get them ready.
Yeah, have you got anybody ready?
I mean, as I get them, the way I think that they're qualified.
Have you got anybody that's qualified?
I have two. I'm going to check on. Maybe have to get a call for you to put them on.
But I tell you what, it seemed to me that if we could say to these fellows that that you were going to do something about the policemen, and which after all, that's not too tough, and these cross guards.
Here's the one thing, Mr. President. I wanted, when I put a policeman on, I wanted to be responsible to me and not to the NAACP.
Well, that I agree.
The other place.
But, Con, there must be some bright young fellow down there that you can get a couple of those.
Well, I had one picked out this morning, and I had two. One of them weighed 216. I'd known him for 5 years, the other weighed 300.
Yeah.
And they were fine.
He was 5 feet, how much?
Fine man. Anyhow, I can get two. I know within the next 3 or 4 days.
I see. Well, now, what about the cross guards?
We got those. They don't need those in September, but I've already talked to the chief in charge of that. He's got them.
He's got them. And then about...
Oh, he's got them, but he's ready. He's ready to pick them out.
Well, now, why don't I do this? Why don't I give you a call? Are you going to be around for another hour or two?
What I'm doing, I'm meeting Governor Wallace. He's coming in on the plane. And when I'm
Fleetwood. Well, I tell you what, I'll talk to one or two of these fellows and see if there's anything that they got to say, and then maybe I'll call you back this evening. You'll be home in about how long a time?
Anything anybody says that I say.
Oh, that's all right.
I think the world is.
No, listen, I give you full permission to denounce me in public, as long as you don't in private.
Give my regards to your wife.
You say hello to Governor Wallace.
I'll do that. I'll tell my wife you said hello.
Okay.
Don't get to
anyway. All right. I'll call you back tonight.
Right.
Wayne, how are you?
All right.
I just want to speak to you a minute on the aid matter. Where do you think they're going to end up?
Well, I would think from the way Passman talks, below $3 billion. But then I don't know how much of his is
Jesus.
Talk and how much is hot air.
Yeah.
I think we've about agreed to get one out of the Foreign Affairs Committee with about $4.1 billion authorized.
Right. Fine. Well, I think if we can get that or anything above that, it would be helpful.
Well, Passman said to me on the floor, he said, what are you going to come out with? And I said, well, I think somewhere above, slightly above $4 billion. And he said, that much? And I said, well, yeah, I guess. He said, well, $3 billion's too much. I'm going to cut it below that.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I think we try to fight that and do the best we can.
Yeah, well, the only trouble is we go through these maneuvers up here. I've long since maintained that this is a waste of time to have two committees operate.
I know. Well, as a matter of fact, though, when you think of it, last year we did end up finally with, what, 3-9.
Yeah.
So that I think if we can get
I think you might end up I don't know what the Senate's going to do. That's the trouble.
Yeah, I know. I haven't talked to anybody over there.
If they hold up somewhere near what we do, then even if Passman cuts it, you can get a compromise probably of 3-6, 3-7.
But you think we'll get 4-1?
Well, we tentatively talked the other day about
4-95.
Yeah. 4-95.
If they can put that figure over the 4-1, it seems to me it makes it a little easier for us to influence the Senate, even if it's not too much over 1. Otherwise, once it's under 95, then really it's in the $4 billion, then the escalator takes us down another step. Well, fine, whatever you can do, maybe you could talk to Doc about it. I haven't talked to him today, and I don't know where. I talked to him last week. Perhaps you'd speak to him?
Sure, I
will. Okay, right. Fine, thanks a lot. Mr. Mayor?
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
How you doing?
Mr. General?
No, this is the President.
Oh, Mr. President.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, very good indeed. Fine. How's everything down in Jackson?
I'm very honored that you called me, and I hate to take up your time.
Not a bit.
You feeling all right today?
Oh, you bet. Very good.
Mr. President, we're in a tough spot here. We have the... I have my police around here, my commissioners. It'll take just a minute. Have you got just...
Sure.
Let me talk to you.
Sure.
We are going to go ahead and do everything and more than I talked to you and your brother about.
Right.
We have to do it our way.
Right.
We have an explosive situation here. It's not with the grown people, Mr. President.
Yes.
They are doing their best, honestly. A lot of these preachers are.
Right.
But these young people are being used as shields, and they had just gone wild. They had got it in their system, and the people can't control them or anything.
Right.
Now, I am honest with you, and you know I've never told you, I mean, you've known me for a long time, and I've never been representing anything to you or to anybody else.
Right.
We are going to put some Negro policemen on. But my police just want me to shift into it without coming out and making a great big statement about it right now.
Right.
They won't, in fact, we've already got, as I told you, our brother this morning, the chief has already got places picked out for the school crossing Negro Guard in September.
Right.
But they will be put on then.
Right.
The commissioner in the sanitation department is already making arrangements to upgrade two people in the Negro district, put them as foremen. They went in there Saturday and the Negroes almost mobbed them. They had to come out. They're afraid to go in there.
Right.
Now all of the white sanitation folks are getting upset about that.
Right.
And so what I would like, I'd appreciate you to, is letting us just tell this committee, because you and I have been talking. I'm taking up a lot of your time and a lot of your brother's time.
No.
When they come in this afternoon at 3:30, for me just to tell them that, in other words, I have got to maintain my image with the white and the colored people,
right,
with the police, with my employees, with everybody.
Right.
Tell them that what I told them the other day is so, and that it's going to be done, but it's going to be done in the only way that we know how to do it, and that is to work at it right.
Right.
Now, we're going to do it, and it's going to be worked out. Do you have any objection to me going about it that way?
Well, now, what I'll do, Mayor, switch you over to the Attorney General, who's been following it closely. Before I do, I know the difficulty of you saying, well, we're going to do it by such and such a date.
Right.
On the other hand, I suppose these people, the Negro groups, are out on a limb, so they have to look like, when they call off these demonstrations, that they're getting someplace. Now, it should be possible in this meeting to work out some language which would save your situation and at the same time not make it look like they've all quit because they all got themselves pretty far up.
That's right. We had it all worked out the other day.
Why don't I get the Attorney General on in? He can talk to you because I think he's been talking to some of the Negro community there. How is Governor Wallet?
Oh, getting along fine.
Did he make a good speech last night?
A good one.
He spoke a good word for the Democratic Party?
Oh, he has, off and on.
Off and on.
Well, I want to talk to you sometime when we've got more time just to talk about it, general thing.
Okay, well, now let me just hang on here a sec, but I appreciate what you're trying to do, and let me get you him because he's talked to them.
Tell him.
Wait a minute, I'll switch you right over there.
Look, you're going to go off the line then, are you?
Yeah, I'll switch you over to him.
You tell him to do everything he can to work along with me on it.
Right.
And just let me work it out the best way I can.
Okay, well, let's see now. I think the problem is to see what it is we can get the Negro community to accept and without any of these riots. And let me switch you over to him because he's been talking to them. Wait just a second, Mayor.
Operator?
Yes, ma'am.
You still holding? I'll get the operator.